Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Is the day, and by my spirit I'm making the way, and by my spirit you you'll begin to say, lifting your voice and declaring this new day. For I'll cause you to go forth into a new way. You'll leave this place in a new way, a new strength and a new direction. For I'll restore years and I'll restore health and I'll restore joy. For this is a day of great restoration, and I'll restore the gifts of the Spirit, and they shall increase and they shall multiply. For times of refreshing shall come from my presence, saith the Lord, and it shall fall like rain. So now I hear the sound of an abundance of rain, that it shall rain, it shall rain, and I will pour out my Spirit, saith the Lord. So receive it and declare it and say, it's not so far away, but it's here right now today. Come on, give the Lord a shout. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a shout.
Oh, conocen. Habrá alguien que puede adorar a Dios en esta noche, aunque aún no puede ver su milagro. Is there somebody in this house that can worship God in anticipation for what He is about to do? Habrá alguien en esta casa que sabe que su Dios está obrando en el silencio. That you know that your God is operating in the silence. There where nobody can see you. There where nobody believes in you. Allí es donde Dios está obrando. Levanta tus manos en este lugar. Levanta tus manos en ver este lugar. Porque no andamos por vista. Andamos por fe. ¿Por qué no cantas conmigo en esta hora? Aunque no pueda verte sobrando, aunque no pueda verte sobrando, siempre estás sobrando, siempre estás. Déjame oír tu voz. Aunque no pueda verte sobrando, aunque no pueda verte sobrando, siempre estás. Vamos. Aunque no pueda ver sobrando, lo declaramos. Siempre estás, siempre estás sobrando. Aunque no pueda ver sobrando, aunque no pueda ver sobrando, siempre estás, siempre estás sobrando.
Shalom, shalom. Welcome to the Lord's hour. Praise God. Another night, another time we can come together in the name of our glorious Savior, Jesus Christ. The Savior has come. And we celebrate His first coming, looking for Him to come for His church and bride, and then His second coming when He rules this world with His glorious righteousness and truth. Hallelujah. But praise God and Merry Christmas to all. as it was time that we celebrate our Savior. We celebrate the Savior has come. We celebrate the light has come into the world. Jesus is the light. And that has been shown to me a lot this week. And it's really pointing to something that's very interesting of about that there's a festival of light coming. And that's in, you know, celebrate. We celebrate as we put up lights and stuff for the holidays, pointing to Jesus, the light of the world. And the Jewish people, they have a feast, Hanukkah, for lights, for the light. God is light. Could it be the Lord comes to take the light out of the world? Very interesting. A couple of prophetic dreams or raptured dreams pointing to one person had it in September and was told that the Lord was coming before the end of the year, but didn't give it no time. Well, we're getting close to the end. Could it be? Was it this year? We don't know, but it gets exciting. Like I said last week, a sister had a prophetic rapture dream of Jesus that's around the corner. Well, you think about the time now. We're like 14 days, 15 days away. That's around the corner. With everything else going on, what's going on in Israel, that's a chaos mess. It seems like the government and everything and all the warring stuff going on. I don't know about y'all, but personally, we've had some trials, tests. Had a rough Sunday, me and Sister Brenda, but we've made it through, praise God. And everything was fine and reconciled. And then I had a rough Thursday because I need to get ready because we have company coming. And I did my regular ministry on John 17:17, and I went to sit down and says, oh, I'm okay. I don't want to work. And I sit down and, you know, like I was here, you know, yeah, you just need rest and work. And I sit there for a minute, brother, sister, go, no, I've got to get up. And I got to get some things done in the name of Jesus. Because that is what you're dealing with. You have the flesh and sinful nature trying to tell you things. And you have the mighty, your new man, new person, new in spirit. You have the mind of Christ and that wants to do the righteous things of God and things that need to be done. And that's what we're dealing with, as Paul talked about in Galatians, the war or the fight between the flesh and spirit. Well, praise God, there's going to be these. Well, there will be a day, excuse me, when you won't deal with this no more. It'll only be your new resurrected, glorified body with the total body, everything of who you are in Christ. And I don't mean that means flesh, soul, and spirit. I think it all just means total person in Christ in the glorious glory and life of God. I think that's how you best describe it. So that was a trial, but I got up and I got things done, and we got family coming Sunday afternoon, and it's going to be wonderful. Thanks, as we call it, because we didn't have a Thanksgiving, so we're putting Christmas Thanksgiving together. And tomorrow we're having our Christmas party at our church. So it's going to be busy weekends ahead and family and all, but praise God. Oh, there's Sis Jeanette. Merry Christmas, Sis Jeanette. Bless you, sis. Good to see you here. We're continuing to praying for you and praying for your family, for Kim and the baby and Shannon and the court and all that you've told me. We have prayers for my little church. A lot of trials and tests going on, brothers. It really is. And it's just the Lord through it is showing himself strong. But, yeah, there is much going on of, you know, terrible thing that O'Biden signed. Surprise lightning didn't come down from heaven, but right now God is grace and restraint. But his judgment's coming. We should pray for all these people that they would come to know Jesus. They don't want to be left in hell forever. be with the devil and the fallen angels. We don't want none. I mean, the Lord don't want that for any of his created children. Even how, you know, what kind of things they do, all sin is bad. Seem like others are more, but in God's eye, they're all. If you stumble in one point, you've stumbled in all, it says. And he knows the results of it. He knows where it leads. As I've been teaching in Proverbs, very clear contrast. I mean, it's totally different from a person that's righteous and has life and blessed and watched over by God and guided and wisdom of the Lord that gives life, it gives peace, gives hope. Praise God. The presence of the Spirit, presence of our Savior. That's life. The other one is almost just like an existence. It is until you're born again. You're not really living until you come into the life of God. Really, you're just an existence. As Paul said, like a lost, wicked existence in Romans 7, until you come to Jesus. Because that's the place people are in without Christ. And they need to be reconciled to God. They need to be made new. They need to be set free. They need to come out of the dark prison of hell. And I mean, of the influence of hell, excuse me. And the chains of that type of living and be set free and come to Christ. Who can set them free? Only Jesus, not man, not man's way or psychology or drugs or all that. No, it's Christ. Only one that can set you free and take care of a spiritual problem. Because I guarantee I'm learning more and more. There's a spirit of some kind behind almost everything that's going on in this world. That's for sure. In the world system, it's influence. Or controlled by the evil things of the world. But praise God, our God is great. Lord, we pray for Sis Connie that you'd make a way that she's able to come into back into this fellowship and be with us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, sis. Yes, we have to press. I mean, you know, the Lord said it's like digging, you know, digging for treasure. You gotta make effort. When your heart is into something, you make big effort. You make good effort. You put all of yourself into it. And that's what it requires as a believer, as you grow and mature. Of course, we have help with the Holy Spirit. But it's just that being consistent and at the same time resting in the Lord that you're able to, because the life that God gives doesn't depend upon us or our performance. It depends, and thank God, on Christ, that he's perfect in everything, and that's what's given to us in our life. And we would deal with things because we do not have a resurrected and perfect body like Jesus, or he was the perfect one of never sin. So here we are as believers, and we're in these incorruptible mortal bodies that want to have its way. Now, the Holy Spirit's come in and said, no, you're not going to have your way. It's going to be God's way. And that is in different parts of our areas of our life. And praise God, the Spirit moves forward and that we are to respond when he shows us what we should do or not do and leads us in all righteousness. Well, praise God, that's truly part of the suffering. It's, of course, Seth, you know, standing up for the name of Jesus and righteousness. It's dealing with life in this flesh. And you're ready for your resurrected, glorified body. After a while, when you live in it and when you get older, you're definitely ready for your resurrected, glorified body. But in this world, we're looking for the Savior. We're looking. It's like one of the songs we get to call Light of the World, and it's talking about, you know, Messiah, come, Emmanuel, come. But now it's come, take us home, Lord Jesus. Come, take us home. Praise God. It's exciting. Exciting to know that the Lord has come and that we rejoice in this time of year, but we can rejoice every day as believers. Very powerful. If y'all get a chance, on Encourage TV or at YouTube, check out The Open Door. The movie is called The Open Door, and it's about a young man that is special challenged and has, you know, a special way in his life and the kind of people that Brenda took care of for years. But very powerful message of what the Lord is saying through that. Really good music on the show, too. Still trying to find one of the songs that says, "You are my Savior, you are my Lord, you are my peace, you are my joy, you are my hope." It's powerful. Just trying to find the name of it so I can find the song. And I know a lot of the lyrics, so it's so powerful. But, yeah, check it out. It's called The Open Door. The Open Door. And it shows like a key on the thing with a little guy standing there. And it all means something. And it's all an eye-opener for all of us as believers and who God is and what he's able to do and who he's able to do it through, too. It's just absolutely amazing. But it will bless you. It will bless you. All right. Well, praise God. All right. We come tonight, and we're going to, you know, celebrate tonight the Prince of Peace. Hey, the peace past all understanding, because there is no peace without Christ, for sure. When there's no peace in the world, there is peace in Christ. Praise God. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, thank you. Praise you for this night. Praise you for what you're doing in our lives. Praise you for touching lives, Lord. We thank you for people that are being saved. We thank you, Lord, for the people that are being delivered and the ones being healed from all the things of the sinful world and the sinful one and the mean, cruel taskmaster, Satan. And Lord, you came to heal the ones afflicted by him and by the curse of sin, which is disease and sickness and even death, that you are greater, Lord Jesus. And we pray and intervene and intercede, excuse me, Lord, and pray for you to touch people's lives, because that's who you are. You're concerned about others. You're concerned about all your created children. And they need to come to you and know you personally, Lord Jesus. We're very grateful of the relationship we have with you because of the Holy Spirit within our lives and leading and guiding us in the Word and showing us more about who you are, your nature, your character, and the life you have and the life you want us to have. Very grateful, Father, how much you love us, that you sent your only Son. Praise God, the Savior has come. And now there is peace on earth and goodwill toward men because Jesus is here. Hallelujah. That's why. That's the only reason why. Everything else of this world is not. It's everything of you, Lord. Only you and the Holy Spirit and your word alive. Well, Father, we pray now that we humble ourselves. And Lord, that we would be humble servants and messengers as you've called us. And Lord, that we celebrate and come to worship with our brothers and sisters in Christ, as the body of Christ and the bride, looking for your glorious coming. Could it be this very month? Lord, it'd be awesome. Could it be that you, the light of the world, going to take the light out of here when everybody's looking at the lights and then the real light, the light that illuminates the spirit realm, is taken out? The light in us? Oh, Lord, we leave it in your hands with everything going on and pointing to it. Not much longer, that's for sure. Father, we thank you. We pray you watch over the Lord's Hour and over the connections and over the phone lines and over the computers and the equipment and make a way that this message can go forth. And Lord, we just thank you that the message is that Jesus is the Savior. And you must be born again and believe and trust in him and that Jesus is coming and everybody needs to know. We thank you, Lord, for what you do in our life. We thank you for your protection and watching over us by your power and authority of your name and by the shed blood of you, Lord Jesus, and by the power of the Holy Spirit and the angels of God encamped around us of everything, and that you're all within our corner, praise God, and with us as we go, and that we would stand up and that we would wrestle, and as we wrestle against anything of the enemy, we do not do it alone, that we come in the name of Jesus and then always praying and giving into your hands, Lord, and let you take hold and you do what you're going to do to them. Praise God. I know you will. You have told us stand up in your name and that we are to rebuke and tell them, command them to leave in your name. And we thank you, Lord, that you're able. We praise you, Lord, that we depend upon you. Thank you for loving us, Lord, most of all, and give all the glory and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, bless you. Hi there, Sis Luna. Welcome to the Lord's Hour. Bless you. Welcome to the Lord's Hour, Sis, and Merry Christmas. All right. Glory to God. Well, tonight, the first song is based on this scripture, John 6:69. As everybody seemed like they were abandoning Jesus, Jesus asked his disciples, are y'all ready to leave too? And this is what Peter said. Praise God, this is what Peter said. We have believed and confidently trusted even more. We have come to know by personal observation and experience that you are the Holy One of God, the Christ, the Son of the living God. Praise God. Profession of faith, praise God. And by the blood of the Lamb is how we stand. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah to your name. Thank you, Lord. Praise his name. Celebrate. Worship. The Holy Prince of Peace. You're holy. You are mighty. You are worthy, worthy of praise. I will follow. I will listen. I will love you all of my days. Amen. I will sing to and worship the King who is worthy. I will love and adore him. I will bow down before him. I will sing to and worship the King who is worthy. I will love and adore him. I will bow down before him. You're the Prince of Peace, and I live my life for you. Amen. Holy, you are mighty. You are worthy. Worthy of praise. I will follow. I will listen. I will love you all of my days. Amen. Hallelujah. I will sing to and worship the King who is worthy. I will love and adore him. I will bow down before him. I will sing to and worship the King who is worthy. I will love and adore him. I will bow down before him. You're the Prince of Peace, and I will live my life for you. Amen. Into and worship the King who is worthy. I will love and adore him. I will bow down before him. I will sing to and worship a King who is worthy. I will love and adore him. I will bow down before him. You're the Prince of Peace, and my life is Amen. Hallelujah. You're the Prince of Peace. My life I live for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Amen. Glory. Amen. Amen. Worship the Lord with all your heart, your mind, and soul, with singing, with instruments, with your heart. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And praise God. I want to share with when they're doing the harmonizing and when he has the ladies, the men singing one part, and this is what the ladies are singing, praise God. This is who our glorious Lord is. You are Lord of Lords. You are King of Kings. You are mighty God, Lord of everything. You're Emmanuel. You're the great I Am. You're the Prince of Peace, who is the Lamb. You are the living God. You are my saving grace. You reign forever. You are the Ancient of Days. You are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. You're my Savior, Messiah, Redeemer, and friend. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lord. Praise his wonderful name, that he is worthy, worthy of all praise and worship. He is holy, the Prince of Peace. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. A good way to get started tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. All right, Sister Nett. I'll let you come now and sing the song God's put on your heart, praise the Lord, and that we're very grateful for everybody here, and that we come together and worship the Lord and focus on him and worship and know he's greater than all the craziness going on in this world. He's greater than all the craziness in your own life, and that in the storms of life, the Lord is there. And he says, do not be afraid and be at peace. I'm with you. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. All right. Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Sis. Amen.
Shalom. Shalom, all.
Shalom. Bless you, sis. We're still praying for you.
Amen. Thank you.
We want all this to go away.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you know, when I tell you a little, when you take the antibiotics the doctor gives you,
yeah,
you need to get probiotics to redo your put in the good, because antibiotics, they don't just kill bad bacteria, they kill all bacteria in your body. And that's one thing I've understand and always tell people, when you take a antibiotic, be sure you get some probiotics and put them back in your
okay.
system.
Okay, maybe I'll buy tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, when you get done with them, don't do it until don't do it till you're done with them, okay?
Okay.
All right. Bless you, sis. You sound great.
Okay.
So
praise the Lord.
The Lord is and healing you.
Yeah, the doctor says it's a bacterial infection.
Okay. All right. Well.
Yeah.
We'll pray for
the
heal that.
Well, it'll go away. I know it will.
Amen. Amen. All right,
okay.
Sis. I'll let you praise the Lord here.
Okay. Praise the
All
Lord.
Right,
nice. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
You are the rock of my salvation. You are the strength of my life. You are my hope and my inspiration. Lord, unto you will I cry. I believe in you.
With you forever. Thank you.
God, Lord Jesus.
Amen, sis. Amen. Just around the corner. He's not too far away.
Amen.
Amen. All right, bless you, sis. Let yourself rest, and we'll come back
Amen.
And let you do that song at the end. Just continue
okay,
to pray for God's healing hand upon you.
Amen. I receive the healing in Jesus' name. Okay, Brian.
Amen.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Bless you, too.
All right. Praise God. We'll let Sister Jeanette get back into the chat room, and then we'll get started. The message is a very encouraging one, and pretty well tells you exactly how much we need Jesus, because you're not going to have peace without him. True peace. What God's kind of peace is eternal, where you're at peace, that you're able to sleep well, you're able to face whatever you go through and know within yourself that it's okay. God has it, and that we are not to fear, but we have peace and know that you don't go too far because Christ is greater, and all that God has done in his love is greater than all of our mistakes and sins. Praise God. A peace for you know that you're reconciled to God, that you can come before the Father because of who Christ is and his shed blood, and that you do not fear his wrath and judgment because Christ took it for you at the cross. That's why he says he gives you a peace past understanding. When everything is going, you know, out of control and chaos all around you or in the world, and you're at ease and you're at peace because you know God is in control, and you know this is not our home. God has a glorious place for us, and it's awesome what God, what the Lord has done. And this is one of the things that's called peace, hath all understanding through Jesus Christ. That's the only way it comes. Religion will never bring you peace. Leaders of this world will never bring you true peace. Only Jesus will bring you peace in your life personally. Shalom, brothers and sisters. This is peace in Hebrew. And it means more than just peace between warring people. It means completeness. Hallelujah. You're complete in Christ. You are fulfilled and satisfied in Christ and Christ alone. Success, accomplishing something in your life. Fulfillment, wholeness, harmony, security, and well-being. This comes only one way, through Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace. Amen? Grace, mercy, and love flows from our Heavenly Father through the Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, and given by the Holy Spirit, the giver of God's life to us. Amen? So the question to each of us tonight and in the archive, if God permits the time, is, do you know and have peace, hath all understanding? I pray you do. In this time of celebrating, giving, family, and the greatest gift of all, the Son of God, the Savior of the world, came, was born, and hope and peace was possible for all people. Amen? Isaiah 9:6 says, for unto us is a child been born, praise God, to us a son has been given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders. Thank God for that. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Prince of Peace. Not the peace they're always talking about, and they're preparing for war as they do it. This was a prophecy by the prophet Isaiah, the mighty prophet of God, telling us all of us, not just Israel, but unto the whole world, all people, that he was coming from the Father. Amen? Then he came, the hope and peace and the light for man. Amen. Luke 2:8-14. In the same region, there were shepherds staying out in the fields, keeping over watch over their flock by night. Now, these were not just any ordinary runabout shepherds. When you start seeing this and seeing how God has put all this together and really making it clear who Christ is and what he's already been showing the Jewish people and the rabbis and the Pharisees and all the leaders of Israel, the religious leaders, these were the shepherds of the flock for the temple. They were watching over the sheep for the high priest when he would come and the blood for him and the nation. Interesting, it's these sheep. These shepherds and sheep. And the angel of the Lord suddenly stood before them, and the glory of the Lord flashed and shone around them, and they were terribly frightened. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid." That's what you always hear from the angel of the Lord. That's what you always hear from the Lord. Because he knows what we face and what we go through, and he knows who we face down here. And he said, "I'm greater than anything the devil can throw at you. Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy." And it really is when you realize what they're announcing. Will be for all the people. Hallelujah, not just Israel. Everybody, all of God's created children. For this day in the city of David, there has been born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord, the Messiah. He's all that. And this will be a sign for you by which you recognize him. You will find the baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and laying in a manger. This is another sign. And the shepherds wouldn't even know more than the religious leader, it seems. Swaddling clothes for the sacrificial lamb. That's what they would do. They would watch over and protect the one that they say that they had no blemishes or scars or whatever, the one that was going to be sacrificed, swaddling clothes. So when the angels are announcing this, they're pretty well knowing that the true Messiah has come. Glory to God, as the Lord has been revealing this amazing lying in a manger. Another thing, this is not just run-of-the-mill thing. This is what they would do, protect the, again, the lambs for the sacrifice. It's powerful what my wife found out about and how, what they would do. And this is exactly what was going on with Jesus. He was never going to be in the inn. He had to be out there with the lambs for sacrifice. Amazing. And all God's course, God's word and prophetic word would come to pass. Then suddenly there appeared with an angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, angelic army, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men, with whom he is well pleased." Isn't that something? He is well pleased. This is even before Christ died on the cross and put in the place of us to be saved and been forgiven and born again. Isn't that amazing? God is well pleased with created children. And the ones that have faith, even the New Old Testament, it's always been by faith and to believe and trust him. Amen. Hallelujah. I think the other part of this is an announcement to the fallen one. Oh, you just think you control this world totally. And God's angelic army shows up. Oh, try to touch this baby and see what happens. Isaiah 41:10 says, "Fear not, there is nothing to fear. I am with you." And that's right. When the Lord is with you, what should you fear? Do not look around you in terror or be dismayed. Keep your eyes on Jesus. "For I am your Lord, I am the Lord God. I will strengthen and harden you to difficulties. Yes, I will help you. Yes, I will hold you and retain you with my victorious right hand of righteous and justice." Oh, hallelujah. That means all power and authority of God watching over you. That means he has all power and authority. And the right hand toward you for protection. It is provision. It is blessing. It is favor of God. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So Jesus has come. The question to you tonight, do you know him personally? Thank you for sharing that, sis. Do you have a personal relationship with your God and Creator who lived as a man for you, who came to bear witness to the truth for you, that he sent, that he went to the cross for you to die and take your sin on his body so that you could be forgiven of all your sins and wrongs forever? He took all your guilt and shame for you. He even took the whipping and the mocking and the cursing and the spitting upon him for you. He took the nails for you. Praise God for me too. He took the wrath and judgment for your sin from his own Father for you. Do you know him? This was personally for you. Do you understand what Christ did was plenty enough for you? In his days and ours today, there are many who do not think so. But for your eternal sake, you better know it is finished. Once for all, glory to God, amen. Oh, because of his great love and the Father's love, he did not stop there for you. Oh, no, no, no. He kept going. When Jesus Christ died, he conquered something else for you. He defeated all of your mortal and spiritual enemies. Death, the grave, and hell. Glory to his name when he rose again and made it possible for us to rise again if we fall asleep or death or rise up when he comes for us, the ones who are alive in Jesus by having faith in him and in him alone as the Son of God, the only Savior for me personally, and accept God's wonderful grace humbly. Now that is God's way, God's truth, and God's life, which is eternal life through Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. So all of that he has done, he is doing now and will do, is to bring peace, pass understanding in your heart and life. Amen. In this time that we as believers celebrate his first coming, that is what he has done for us and what he has brought to our lives now and for all eternity. Amen. Now let's study this word peace from God's word. Amen. Psalm 4, verse 8. In peace and with tranquil heart, I will both lie down and sleep. See, that's what you as a believer should be able to do. For you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety and confident trust. Isn't that awesome? Wherever you're at. Can all of you out there listening tonight and in the archives do this each night? I pray you can. In whatever circumstances, this tells you personally that the Prince of Peace lives in you. The Prince of Peace lives in you. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Psalm 29, verse 11. The Lord will give unyielding and impenetrable strength to his people. Isn't that amazing? Impenetrable, that means nothing can come in. The Lord will bless his people with what? Peace. Oh, hallelujah. Are you blessed with peace in your life? I pray we all are, because this is God's word and promises. Amen. He keeps them. Psalm 34, verse 14. Turn away from evil and do good and pursue it. Not violence, not war, not fights. No. Seek peace and pursue it. We as born-again believers, we are to do this and know we do not do this in our flesh. but by the power of the Holy Spirit. It is one of the fruit of the Spirit. This should be in our life now. Amen? Psalm 37, verse 11. What group of people? But the humble will at last inherit the land and will delight themselves and delight themselves in abundant prosperity and peace. So being humble and meek like our Lord Jesus is very important. To have peace past all understanding, amen? Psalm 55, verse 18. He has redeemed my life in peace from the battle that was against me, for there were many against me. Yes, he has for each of us who believe and trust in him. Amen. Psalm 85, verse 10. Steadfast love and truth and faithfulness meet together. Oh, yeah. All together. Listen to this. Righteousness and peace kiss each other. That they go. That they're intimate together. Righteousness brings peace. The peace that God gives past understanding. Man's understanding for sure. So righteousness and peace go together like a sweet kiss. Amen. What kind of righteousness? Your own or the righteousness of God given through Jesus Christ? It is, of course, the righteousness we receive through our Lord Jesus. Amen? Now, this is what the Lord told me. If you are trusted in your own righteousness, like works or duties in your flesh, then you are like the kiss of Judas. And you betray or reject the Lord Jesus. Ouch. God have mercy. Repent. Change your old way of thinking. Receive in faith the will of God, which is his Son, Jesus Christ, and him alone, nothing of yourself. Amen. Isaiah 26:3. You will keep in perfect and constant peace the one whose mind is steadfast, that is, committed and focused on you in both inclination and character, because he trusts and takes refuge in you with hope and confident expectation. Amen. Amen, sis. That is right. Psalm 122, verse 8. For the sake of my brothers and my friends, I will now say, may peace be within you. The Lord Jesus speaks through each of you through his psalm. Receive from the Lord tonight. Amen. Peace, pass all understanding in your heart and life now in his mighty name. Amen. Receive from the Lord. Isaiah 9, verse 7. There shall be no end to his increase, glory to God, of his government and of peace. He shall rule on the throne of David and over his kingdom to establish it and to uphold it with justice and righteousness from that time forward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will accomplish this. Oh, yeah. It's going to happen. God's word says so, and it'll come to pass. Amen, forever and ever. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Now, as this is there, Isaiah 26:3, I am going to point out, as she shared the scripture, I'm going to point out what he has promised in this one verse. Absolutely amazing. Amen. The word of God says it all. This one scripture is so powerful. Number one, he will keep each of you in perfect and constant peace. Amen. Number two, it takes a mind that is steadfast, committed, and focus on the Lord. Amen. Number three, Why can you do this? Here's the answer. Because you trust and take refuge in him. Amen. And number four, with hope and confident expectation in him. Amen. So wonderful in power is this word of God brought to life for us by his Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen, sis. In the name of Jesus, yes, the Lord will give you his peace, renew and strengthen you, that you can be able to sleep well and rest and be renewed and do not have to fear, but believe in him in peace. Matthew 5:5. Blessed, innerly peaceful, spiritually secure, and worthy of respect are the gentle, the kind-hearted, the sweet-spirited, the self-controlled, for they will inherit the earth. These are characteristics of a peace of the peaceful. Number one, the gentle, the kind-hearted, sweet-spirited, the self-controlled. So do you really think you can have all these in your flesh and religion? No way. That comes through the Lord Jesus, his life, his character, through the Holy Spirit in our lives. Amen. The only way. Matthew 5:9. Blessed, spiritually calm, with life, joy, and God's favor, are the makers and maintainers of peace. Maintainers of peace in your house, in your family, at work, that you're not trying to cause trouble or division, not gossiping, not trying to cause confusion or people getting upset. Causing animosity, jealousy, and all those type things. No, we're supposed to be peacemakers. We're supposed to be humble servants serving the Lord. Makers and maintainers of peace, for they will express his character and be called sons and daughters of God. That's who we are to be. As I told you about that movie, check it out, called The Open Door on YouTube, one of the encouraging movies. One of the sayings the mama says to the son when he's younger is that, let your light shine so that others can see who lives in you. Let your light shine so others can see who lives in you. Praise God. Because we have this peace in our lives and hearts, we should be doing this. Peacemakers, maintainers of peace in our lives. Amen. Matthew 11:28. The Lord says it's clear here. Does anybody think it's anything about works or tradition or in your own flesh what you do? Come to me, all ye who are weary and heavily burdened by religious rituals, tired of, wore out, that provide no peace. And you won't have peace. You won't have rest until you come out of that mess. And I will give you rest. And what kind of rest? Refreshing your souls with true salvation, not man's salvation that does not meet God's standards, but God's salvation through his son. Religious rituals and works and ways even of man's traditions and self-righteousness will not ever provide the kind of peace Jesus is speaking about. It is only through him and the one who provides a peace past all understanding of man and even Satan himself. He does not comprehend or understand the peace that God gives to those who believe in him as the Son of God, and he is our Savior and Lord. They can't grasp it. They can't get a hold of it. They can't even believe it. They're so arrogant and prideful. But this is what the Lord is able to do, and it blows them away. Luke 1:79, to shine upon those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death. That's how close you are, one breath from eternity. And if you're not right with God through Christ, God have mercy, it's forever. to guide our feet in a straight line into the way of peace and serenity. That should be in your life too as a believer. Yes, Jesus is the light of the word, or light of the world. He illuminates to all of us our sin and flesh, that he reveals we need a Savior. He gives us the path to life, a straight and narrow path through him. Amen? Luke 8, verse 48. He said to her, daughter, your faith, your personal trust and confidence in me has made you well. Go in peace, untroubled, undisturbed well-being. Hallelujah. Because this woman's faith in who he was and her personal trust and confidence in Jesus, she was made well. But wait, there is more. What else did the Lord tell her and us to? Go in peace, untroubled, undisturbed, and well-being. That's what else the Lord brings. Amen? That you're at peace. You know it's taken care of. Oh, that we'd have faith. Praise God. Like the examples in the Bible. Luke 19, 28 through 44. The triumphal entry. After saying these things, Jesus went on ahead of them going up to Jerusalem. When he had approached Bethesh and Bethany at the mount that is called Olivet, the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples, saying, go into the village ahead of you. There, as you enter, you will find a donkey and a colt tied on which no one has ever sat. Untie it and bring it here. Anyone asks you why you're untying the colt, you will say the Lord needs it. So those who were sent left and found the colt just as he had told them. As they were untying the colt, its owners asked them, why are you untying the colt? They said, the Lord needs it. They brought it to Jesus, and they threw their robes over the colt and put Jesus on it. As he rode along, people were spreading their coats on the road as an act of homage before a king. As soon as he was approaching Jerusalem, near the descent of the Mount of Olives, the entire multitude of the disciples, all those who were or claimed to be his followers, began praising God, adoring him enthusiastically and joyfully with loud voices for all. For all of the miracles and the works of power that they had seen, shouting, blessed, celebrated, praise is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory and majesty in the highest heaven. Some of the Pharisees from the crowd said to him, teacher, rebuke your disciples for shouting these messianic praises. Jesus replied, I tell you, if these people keep silent, the stones will cry out and pray. As he approached Jerusalem, he saw the city and wept over it, and their spirit and their spiritual ignorance of its people, saying, if only you had known on this day of salvation, even you, the things which make for peace, on which peace depends. But now they have been hidden from your eyes. For the time of siege is coming, when your enemies will put up a barricade with pointed stakes against you and surround you with armies and hem you in on every side, and they will level you to the ground You, Jerusalem, and your children within you, they will not leave you in one stone on another, all because you did not come progressively to recognize from observation the personal experience, the time of your visitation. When God was gracious towards you, offered you salvation. This came to pass in 70 AD, just like the Lord said it would. Look it up in history. If you want to know that Jesus is the way, the truth, the light, and he's real, and he is who he said he is, it happened. And he said, when you see the things that I prophesy come to pass, you know that I am who I am and believe in me. As we speak of peace, and there is no real peace without the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ, here's a word of warning from the Lord. This is coming not just to Israel and not just Jerusalem, but the whole world were being like they were being spiritual ignorant. What is the spiritual ignorance? That you right now in the world have not recognized the time of your visitation. When God, oh, come on, pages. When God is gracious toward all of us, and he has offered you, or all listening tonight in the archives, eternal salvation through his glorious Son, Jesus Christ, what happened to Jerusalem is nothing compared to what is going to happen to this world very soon. God have mercy. Amen. I pray you all take heed to the warning of the Lord Jesus. The warnings are about over. And this is going to happen. Amen. Very humbly. But tell us the urgent times we are in. Amen. John 14, verse 27. Peace. Hallelujah. I leave with you. My perfect peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Do not let your heart be troubled, nor let it be afraid. Let my perfect peace calm you in every circumstance and give you courage and strength for every challenge. What kind of peace is the Lord Jesus leaving with us? Is it temporary? No. It is his perfect peace, and eternal peace. Amen? John 16, verse 33. I have told you these things so that in me you may have perfect peace. In the world, you have trials and suffering, but be courageous, be confident, be undaunted, be filled with joy. I have overcome the world. My conquest is accomplished, my victory abiding. Glory to God. Again, God is eternal God, so he deals in eternal. And here, perfect peace. Amen. In the next three scripture, the Lord Jesus wants you to know something and says something to all of us for such a time as this. Amen. John 20, verse 19. Jesus among his disciples, so when it was evening on that same day, the first day of the week, though the disciples were meeting behind barred doors, now, why would they be behind barred doors? Were they afraid? Were they fearing? For the fears of the Jews. Oh, yes, they were. That's what the word said. The fear of the Jews? When you have the Messiah, the King of Glory, as your Savior and Master, came and stood among them and said, What did he say? The first thing he said, peace to you. Do not fear man. Do not fear the Jews. Do not fear the father of lies. I am greater than all. John 20, verse 21. Then Jesus said to them again, when he made it clear, peace to you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you as my representative. You know, that's who we are. We're ambassadors for Christ. We represent him and his wonderful kingdom, the kingdom of light and life. Let us represent him well by the power of the Holy Spirit. Father, we pray that you make a way for Brother Andrew to be able to come back into the chat room, Lord, that you would open the phone line communications, or he might have to leave for a reason, but we pray for him in the name of Jesus, and that you're able to make a way that he's able to come back in Jesus' name. John 20, verse 26, 8 days later, Jesus is still reminding them, and he reminds us daily too with his Holy Spirit. 8 days later, his disciples were again inside the house, and Thomas was with them. Jesus came through the doors, had been barred, and stood among them and said, peace to you. The Prince of Peace says, peace to you. You are his sons and daughters, the beloved of the Lord. Among his peace, his peace hath all understanding. Hallelujah. Romans 1, verse 7. I am writing to all who are beloved of God in Rome, called to be saints of God's people and set apart for the sanctified life, and you could put your name of your city in there too. I am beloved of God in Dublin, Texas, or like sis in Bakersfield, California, or sis in, I think it's L.A., aren't you, sis, and brother Andrew in New Zealand, and sis Luna, where are you at? We all can put our name of our city in there because we are beloved and saints of God's people set apart for the sanctified life. That is set apart for God and his purpose. Grace to you and peace, inner calm. That's what peace is, inner calm. In the midst of the storms of life, you have peace inside. You know God has this. We've got to believe and trust him. Spiritual well-being, glory to God, from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what it says, praise God. Inspiring words. Grace to you first, which leads to this peace, inner calm, and spiritual well-being from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ poured out through the Holy Spirit. That's an amen to all born-again believers, the saints of God. Again, one scripture revealed by the Holy Spirit. We all should be at peace now. Amen. Romans 5, verse 1. Oh, praise God. Results of justification. And you'll find out one of the things from it. Therefore, since we have been what? Justified. What does justified mean? It means that is acquitted of sin, declared blameless before God by faith, not by performance, by faith. Let us grasp the fact that we have peace with God. Isn't that awesome? Peace with God and the joy of reconciliation with him. How? You, me, what we do or say? No. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed, the only way. You do not have peace with God in yourself. It has to be faith in his son is what he's told us. When his voice came, when Christ was here, listen to my son, he said. Be obedient and listen to him. Because he's the way to salvation and eternal life and to be free. Because of our faith in Jesus Christ and what he did not, and what he did, not us, for our justification before the Father, that is acquitted of sin, declared blameless before God. With that known now and revealed, let us grasp the fact that we have peace with God forever. Amen, hallelujah. That you should, that should make you want to shout and sing his praises. Glory to God. Oh, praise the Lord. Like I said, most of this is very encouraging words. Romans 8, verse 6. Now the mind of the flesh is death, both now and forever. I'm telling you, Paul, spirit is revealing clear truth. Because it pursues sin. That's your old self. And that's that self of the body, of the mind, and of your soul and flesh. And that's what it pursues. Okay? But the mind of the Spirit is life and peace. The spiritual well-being that comes from walking with God both now and forever, that's who you are when you are born again. You are a new creation. Your new body of your spirit and of your heart and of the mind of Christ, your spirit, your inner person, your inner calm, your inner person. And on the day of the resurrection, rapture day, you're going to burst forth and be who you truly are, totally fulfilled. Amazing, isn't it? Well, here in this one scripture, you have two choices. Which will you choose? Life and peace from faith in Jesus Christ, or the flesh and death through your sinful, self-righteous way? Amen? Romans 14, verse 6, 17, excuse me. Romans 14, verse 17. For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, what one likes, but of the righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. The new you. I am crucified with Christ, yet I live. Not I, but Christ in me. Praise the Lord. This is what God's kingdom is about. Nothing of this world or our flesh compares what is real and eternal, but of the righteousness and the peace and joy of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Romans 15, verse 13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing through the experience of your faith that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you will abound in hope and overflow with confidence in his promises. Yes and amen. If anyone is in Christ, he or she is a new creation. Old things have passed away. They're not in control. The Lord, the King of glory, has come. And they all have to bow down to him. When we are listening and being responsive to the Holy Spirit. 2 Corinthians 13:11. Finally, believers, rejoice. Oh, amen. Rejoice. Be made complete. Be what you should be. Be comforted. Yes, the Holy Spirit comforts us. Be like-minded. You have the mind of Christ. Live in peace. Enjoy the spiritual well-being experienced by believers who walk closely with God. And the God of love and peace, the source of loving kindness, oh, hallelujah, will be with you. Amen. That's powerful. One, another, just one scripture, how powerful the Word of God is and alive. Live in peace. Enjoy spiritual well-being experienced by born-again believers. What is true peace or perfect peace for us? It is knowing we are eternally saved and have eternal security sealed by the Holy Spirit of God until the day of total redemption. There on that glorious day, our great Savior and King Jesus, by his glorious power, will transform us from this corruptible flesh into a glorified body and joy and peace forever. Amen. Hallelujah. Do you not understand? Without eternal salvation for eternal life, you would have no peace. You would be always wondering, will God drop his hammer on me because what I did as a born-again child of his? No, it is not what we do, good or bad, in this flesh that saves us or even keeps us saved. It is our faith and trust and love in who he is as the Son of God, what Jesus Christ has done for us to bring real peace and sustains us for all eternity. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. Let's look. Let's believe God's word instead of all the self-righteous fools out there thinking they have something to do with our salvation and atonement other than what Christ did. Oh, that's very foolish and dangerous. 1 John 2:1-2, Christ is our advocate, our stand-in, the one who stands up for us, the one who takes our place, who stands before the Father. Listen. Listen to this. He's speaking to the church. And you'll be at peace when you get a hold of it, praise God, like I did, and you understand how serious this really is. My little children, believers, dear ones, I am writing you these things so that you will not sin and violate God's law. And if anyone sins, we have an advocate who will intercede for us, praise God, with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous, the upright, the just one, who conforms to the Father's will in every way, purpose, thought, and action. And he, that same Jesus, is the appropriation for our sins, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, holds back the wrath of God that would otherwise be directed at us because of our sinful nature, our worldliness, and our lifestyle. Wow. Aren't you grateful for Jesus? Man, we've been there before we came to Christ, but that dark cloud over you all the time. Things don't go right in your life. You feel like you're always cursed or people coming against you or things going wrong all the time. Isn't it better to be in the life that God gives? Even if you face problems, the Lord is with you. He helps you. He shows favor, blessing, a way out. But do you see, until we get our resurrected, glorified bodies, how serious sin is to God? People of this earth right now ought to be grateful we're in the time of grace. Thank God who Christ is and what he's done and he's doing. No one stands before the Father in this dead, sinful life. That's for sure. God have mercy. The atoning sacrifice, that means the blood of Jesus continually cleanses. The atoning sacrifice that holds back the wrath of God, that it is live. It just keeps going. That's why he covers all the sin, past, present, and future. the atoning sacrifice that holds back the wrath of God that would otherwise be directed at us, our sinful nature, our worldliness, and our lifestyle. He's talking to the church, Lord have mercy. And not for ours alone, not just us, but also for the sins of all believers throughout the whole world. Now, do you think God's got this? Hallelujah. I pray that is pretty well covered it. And say, yes, Lord, you are the way, the truth, and the life, and you've made it possible for me to be redeemed and reconciled before my Father. And when I get my glorified body and resurrected, I won't deal with this no more. It'll be over. Hallelujah. It'll be fulfilled. And then we'll be like you, Lord Jesus, as we fly to heaven. Thank you, Jesus. Remember, and remember it is, remember well, it is only Jesus who does this in our lives. Amen? All of our foolish ways, we thank you and keep yourself righteous in our flesh, is not accepted by God. Jesus called it worthless. It is. Because the only thing that's worth anything and who paid the ransom is Christ with his blood. Shalom, Rhea Elias, bless you. Welcome to the Lord's Hour. Galatians 5, verse 22 says, but the fruit of the Spirit, the result of his presence within us, is love, unselfish concern for others, joy, inner peace, patience. Listen to this one. Not ability to, just to wait, but how you act while waiting. Kindness, goodness, faithfulness. With the presence of the Holy Spirit in your life, all this should be coming out of you. Amen? Colossians 3, verse 15. Let the peace of Christ, the inner calm of one who walks daily with him, be the controlling factor in your hearts, deciding and settling questions that arise. To this peace, indeed, you are called as members of one body of believers. And be thankful to God always. Let the peace of Christ, the inner calm of the one who walks daily with him. Amen? 1 Thessalonians 5:23. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you through and through.
Amen.
That is, separate you from profound and vulgar things. Make you pure and whole and undamaged. Consecrated to him. Set apart for his purpose. And may your spirit and soul and body be kept complete. Be found blameless at the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you through and through. Amen. 2 Thessalonians 3:16. Now may the Lord of peace himself grant you his peace at all times and in every way that peace and spiritual well-being that comes to those who walk with him. Regardless of life circumstances, everything works together to the good of those who love the Lord. Everything. And he gives you peace in it all. These pages have been something else tonight. There we go. The Lord be with you all. Now may the Lord of peace himself grant you his peace at all time, regardless of life circumstances. Amen. 2 Timothy 2, verse 24. The servant of the Lord must not participate in quarrels, but must be kind to everyone, even-tempered, preserving peace. And he must be skilled in teaching and patient and tolerant when wrong, not taking it personal. Well, brothers and sisters, we all are going through the test and trial from the Lord these days. Amen? Hebrews 4, verse 3. For we who believe, that is, we who personally trust and confidently rely on God, enter that rest. Amen. So we have inner peace now because we are confident in our salvation and assured of his power, just as he has said, as I swore in an oath in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. Then he said, oh, hallelujah. Then he said, although his works were completed from the foundation of the world, what is he doing? Waiting for all who would believe. Can you believe we're getting to a place that somewhere, someday, these people, created children of God or created people, will say they don't believe? God of mercy. When the Lord comes for his church and bride, all left behind will be unbelievers at that moment. Now, I think many of them will become believers pretty quickly. But when the Lord comes for us, at that moment in this earth, there will be no believers in Jesus. Ain't that sad? God of mercy. Why do you have inner peace now? Because we are confident in our eternal salvation and assured of his power. Amen? He speaks it. He brings forth his word. It does not come back void. What he promises, he keeps his promises. And he's all truth. I am what about you? I am because it is not in what I do for salvation, but trusting what Jesus Christ has already done. Amen? That's what the Lord asked us to do. He said, no, I don't know. Don't try to figure out something else or listen to men and their silly wisdom and usually influenced by their silly flesh and by doctrines of demons to mislead you or deceive you. Understand, I don't care what kind of suit they have on or priest garb or whatever. If they're not born again, guess who they're influenced by? The fallen one. And they don't know the truth. Because you don't know God's word or revelation for the Lord without the Holy Spirit in your life. God have mercy. That's why you got to be alert and discerning of who you listen to. Hebrews 13, verse 20. Now may the God of peace, the source of serenity and spiritual well-being, who brought you up from the dead, has brought up from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood that sealed and ratified the eternal covenant. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Look what our God of peace, the Prince of Peace, has done for us who are born-again believers. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Pages, pages. Thank you. Amen. James 1, verse 3. Be assured that the testing of your faith through experience produces endurance, leading to spiritual maturity and inner peace. When you grow and mature in Christ, when you have a relationship with him and you communicate with him, When you let the Holy Spirit lead and guide you in your life and the study of his word, oh yeah, you'll mature as a believer and have inner peace. You will know that your life is in God's hands. And if your life ends here before Christ comes, absent from the bodies in the presence of the Lord. But in the times we're living, I believe many of us are here to see the Lord coming, and what we are part of the live and remain one. Glory to his name. This is why there will be a constant trials and tests in our lives until we go home. Spiritual maturity and inner peace from faith and trust in Jesus Christ. Amen. James 3, verse 17. But the wisdom from above is first pure. Morality and spiritual undefiled, then peace-loving, courteous, considerate, gentle, reasonable, and willing to listen, full of compassion and good fruits. It is unwavering, without self-righteous hypocrisy and self-serving guilt. You will not get that from God. If you're hearing that kind of stuff, if people come and say, oh, you're not righteous enough. I have been sinless over these many years. No, that ain't from the Lord. That's not what you're going to hear from the Holy Spirit. He can say that you're lost and a sinner and you need a Savior. That's very clear. And to us, the believers, he's going to lead you into all righteousness. He's going to help you grow and mature and have the inner peace for the Lord. God gives us who ask him for wisdom. Part of this wisdom is peace-loving. Amen? Thank you, Jesus. James 3, verse 18. And the seed whose fruit is righteousness, spiritual maturity, is sown in peace. Remember in Psalms it talked about righteousness and peace. They kiss, like a sweet kiss. They go hand in hand. By those who make peace, by actively encouraging goodwill between individuals. Amen. Amen. I've been in that place where the Lord had me doing that. And we should be doing it. Not people fighting each other or arguing, but work it out. And ask the Lord for direction and wisdom. And he brings peace. 1 Peter 1, verse 2. According to the foreknowledge of God the Father, by the sanctifying work of the Spirit, to be obedient to Jesus Christ and to be sprinkled with his blood, may grace and peace, grace and peace. And what is peace here? That special sense of spiritual well-being, that you are right with God. Be yours in increasing abundance. Glory to God. As you walk closely with God. How close? He lives within us. We are the temple of the Spirit of God. We are the house that Jesus built. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. Grace and peace is that eternal well-being through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? 2 Peter 1, verse 2. Grace and peace, that special sense of spiritual well-being, be multiplied to you in the truth, intimate knowledge of God and our Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord. I mean, Peter just keeps bringing it, and the Spirit shows even how much more. And it's about a personal relationship with God our Father and with Jesus Christ, the Son of God and Savior, and the Holy Spirit who lives in us. Glory to God. Again, Peter wants you to know it is by God's grace that you have this peace past all understanding. that we know more as he reveals it by the power of the Holy Spirit. It is knowing you're saved, sealed, and have eternal life. Amen. Jude 1, verse 2. Excuse me, let me get a drink. Thank you, Jesus. May mercy and peace and love be multiplied to you, filling your heart with spiritual well-being and serenity, experienced by those who walk closely with God. You see the same message from Peter, from James, from Jude. We saw in the book of Peter, and here it is again. The Lord wants you to know this so truly, so you truly have peace past all understanding in your heart and life. It does not depend upon you, except for you to believe and trust him for salvation and eternal life. Amen? Revelation 1, verse 4. Message to the seven churches, John to the seven churches that are in the province of Asia. Grace be granted to you and peace, inner calm and spiritual well-being from him who is existing forever and who was continually existing in the past and who is to come, and from the seven spirits that are before his throne. Grace be granted to you and peace, inner calm, and spiritual well-being to who? Those who ask. Those who know that I am a sinner needing a Savior. Those who know that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, who is the Savior for you personally. He is the giver of life through his life and blood and by the power of the Holy Spirit. These are the only ones who truly have peace past all understanding of man, of religion, but clear to all who believe in him. Amen? Thank you, Jesus. I do believe. Yes, Lord. So now we know what this peace past all understanding is. It is God's grace given to us all who believe in his Son, who is the Prince of Peace, the Lord of Peace. And he gives it to us through his Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Peace. The other part of this that the Holy Spirit has revealed to me and hope you is peace from God is inner calm and spiritual well-being forever. Amen? Now, I finish this message with these two scriptures. Philippians 4, verse 7. And the peace of God, that peace which reassures the heart, that peace which transcends all understanding, that peace which stands guard over your heart and your minds in Christ Jesus is yours and mine, praise God. This is the truth of the Word of God inspired by the power, the life, and character of God by the mighty Holy Spirit. You hear it. Apply it to your life and know. I pray we all have that peace through the Prince of Peace in our lives now. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yeah, he brings it. And who needs peace in these days? We do. Thank God we have it. I pray we express it. I pray we're at peace. And people say, how can you be calm when all this is going on? Because I know who I trust. I know he's got everything in control. Oh, yeah, and he's promised the blessed hope. He's coming for me before it really gets bad. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 2 Peter 3:14. So, beloved, since you are looking forward to these things, Be diligent and make every effort to be found by him at his return. Spotless, blameless, in peace, that is innerly calm, with a sense of spiritual well-being and confidence, having lived a life of obedience to him. Now know this and understand, when Peter was speaking this, speaking to the people, it was in Rome, where they were being persecuted. They were being put in jails and prison and then into the Colosseum as sport. They were mocking God, and they suffered severely for it. Oh, yeah, the nation of Rome came tumbling down when they started to come after God's people. But he was preparing them and knowing this was, and himself he knew he was getting ready to be done and go home and what he was going to face. And then he was saying, you can have inner peace with all this going on, all that we see going on in the world, all that we see what they're threatening with nuclear weapons and with any kind of pandemics and state vice and control and trying to mark you and trying to change you and all these different terrible things. God is greater. And when he's set up and when it's time, he's coming. Like that one prophetic word, ladies, is, you know, Christ is waiting for the Father to go. I heard one this week that the trumpet is ready and set to blow. Another one I heard, he's just around the corner. Another brother this September said that he would come before the end of the year. He wasn't given a time or day, but how close are we to the end of the year? Praise God. Make sure to be ready for his coming. God's way, by God's truth, and through God's life, his son, Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace. Amen forever. Amen. That's right, Sis Luna. Close. Oh, yeah. Let me tell you a little. I don't know if all y'all was here, but I'll tell you a little of how personal this got. Was that two things I'll share. The first one was when I heard this this message, the prophetic word that was being put out there, and you can check it out. It's a Watchman Adam on YouTube, and you can look for it. It's about it, that the Lord is just around the corner. I do believe what he called it, but it's a prophetic word, and he said it's just around the corner, and I'm out there picking up the trash that's coming. I was putting up the garbage can, and I'm sitting there talking and praising the Lord and shouting, Jesus is coming. In my yard, everything, you know, anybody heard or not, I'm in the country, there is houses around, but I was so excited. And I was just, you know, excited and playing out, you know, like kids. And I'm coming around, and I'm coming by my house, and I'm coming up to the corner, and I'm saying, how close is it, Lord Jesus? Is it this about like this right here? And how close is it? And then in the time when I'm getting ready to come, here comes my wife. She's coming home. I'm taking care of one of her friends. And she's pulling in, and she hasn't seen the video. And I'm excited. And she gets out of the car, and I go, as I call her nickname, sweet baby, you want to know how close Jesus is coming? And I walked around that corner. I said, that's how close. Isn't that exciting that God confirms things? And then Wednesday night, every second Wednesday of our church here in Dublin, we have prayer and praise. And I'm telling you, when a church prays and praises God, he shows up. And the word and revelation comes forth. And we have a pastor who is like a shepherd. You don't find very many of them, but he and his concern, and he prays for each one of us in that building. And what he said over me is that you will receive the inheritance of the Lord. Well, brother, sister, as far as I know, the inheritance when we receive it is when we go to heaven. Oh, glory to God. I believe that's confirming more how close we are. These are exciting times, sobering times. And if you're not a believer, dangerous times. Remember, you only have breath from eternity. Everybody worried about this time called the tribulation coming. What about eternity? You need to get that right and settled in God. And that you can have the peace that we have and that we celebrate and that we share and that we sing and praise the Lord about. And this is a good word in this first song. It's called Peace in Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Get the ice out of my mouth. Hallelujah. This young lady, her father. Powerful word, though. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Oh, turn it. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen.
Hold on, brothers. Let me try this again. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus, you make a way, Father, for this song to come out, that people can hear it clearly, and the echo will go away in the name of Jesus. Pray against it in the name of Jesus, and that we can hear this song and rejoice in you, Lord, and hear what you're saying to us in this young child and her father that sing this beautiful song about peace in Christ. We pray you make a way, Lord. Jesus' name. Try it again. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God.
There is peace. There is peace.
There we go. Amen. Yes. That's right. Oh, when hope is gone, he gives us strength. When we can't go on, he gives us shelter in the storms of life. When there's no peace on earth, there is peace in Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. There is peace in Christ when we walk with him to the streets of Galilee, to Jerusalem. Mend the broken heart, dry the tear-filled eyes. When we live the way he lives, peace in Christ. He gives us hope when hope is gone. He gives us strength when you can't go on. He gives us shelter in the storms of life. There's no peace on earth. There is peace in Christ. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. He gives us hope when hope is gone. Gives us strength when we can't go on. He gives us shelter in the storms of life. When there's no peace on earth, there is peace in Christ. When there's no peace on earth, there is peace in Christ. Amen.
Amen.
When there is no peace on earth, and there's not much here right now, there's peace in Christ. The world's not the answer. Religion is not the answer. They have no peace, not the kind of peace that God gives. There is peace in Christ, and that's the only place. Glory to his name. Peace be still. As we proclaim the peace of the Prince of Peace. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Proclaim it. Speak it. Hallelujah. Don't want to be afraid every time I face the way. I don't want to be afraid. I don't want to be afraid. I don't want to be the storm just because I hear it roar. I don't want to be the storm. I don't want to be the storm. Peace be still, say your word and I will set my feet upon the sea. Still I'm dancing in the deep. Peace be still, you are here, so it is well. Even when my eyes can't see, I will trust the voice that speaks. Amen. Glory. Amen. I'm gonna be afraid, cause the ways are only ways. I'm not gonna be afraid. I'm not gonna be afraid. I'm not gonna fear the storm. You're greater than its roar. I'm not gonna fear the storm. I'm not gonna fear it all. Peace be still. Say the word and I will set my feet upon the sea till I'm dancing in the deep. Peace be still, you are here, so it is well. Even when my eyes can't see, I will trust the voice that speaks. Peace, peace. Over me, yeah. Amen. Come on now. Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Glory. Faith, rise up, O heart, believe. Let faith rise up in me. Amen. That's the way. Let faith rise up, O heart, believe. Let faith rise up in me. Amen. Let faith rise up, O heart, believe. Let faith rise up in me. Yes, Lord. Let faith rise up, O heart, believe. Let faith rise up in me. Peace be still. Say the word and I will set my feet upon the sea. Till I'm dancing in the deep. Peace be still. You are here, so it is well. Even when my eyes can't see, I will trust the voice that speaks. Peace, peace over me. Over me, yeah. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Faith is greater than fear. Faith in Christ. Glory. Let us be who we are to be. How God has made us, the Lord Jesus has. By his Spirit, says the Lord. Amen. Yeah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Speak it. Proclaim it. Who we are in Christ. Oh, hallelujah. This is what he wants us to do. Yes. Hallelujah. Peace, past all understanding. It's so wonderful. Thank you, Jesus. Let faith rise up, O heart, believe. Faith rise up in me. Amen. Let faith rise up, O heart, believe. Let faith rise up in me. Amen. Hallelujah. Let faith rise up, O heart, believe. Let faith rise up in me. Amen. Let faith rise up, O heart, believe. Let faith rise up in me. Amen. Peace be still, say the word and I will set my feet upon the sea till I'm dancing in the deep. Peace be still, you are here, so it is well. Even when my eyes can't see, I will trust the voice that speaks. Peace over us. Amen. Here's the Lord's hour. Peace, peace over us. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. As the Spirit leads. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. As this song, and this is singing, and even as the lady said as I spoke it, the Spirit. By the Spirit, says the Lord. You want God's true peace? It's got to be part of you. Born again believers, you have the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. Greater is he in you than is he in the world, the devil, the evil one. Let the Spirit lead us. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, yes. We need this in our life in this time. Time to grow up, be mature in the Lord. Glory to his name.
This is my worship. This is my offering. In every moment, I will hold on. I'm going to lose you, even when I can't see you. And even if I'm ready, I have to believe you. If you say it's wrong, I'll say no. If you say believe me, let him go. If you believe me, I'll be in. And then you say this song, I'm jumping in. If you say this good, I will wait. If you say this truth, I will obey. I'm done following my own way.
I'm done chasing feelings. Spirit, lead me. Amen. This is the way God's peace comes. The very nature of God. He wants you to have what Christ has as a spirit-filled man or woman. Feel like a burden, but once I could grasp it, he took me further, amen, other than I was asking. And simply to see you, it's worth it all. My life is an altar. Let the fire fall. If you say it's wrong, then I say no. If you say release, I'm letting go. If you're in it with me, I'll be here. And when you say to jump, I'm diving in. If you say be still, then I will wait. If you say to trust, I will obey. Teach me how to follow in your way. I'm done chasing feelings. Spirit, lead me. Yes! Mighty Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Glory. Who do we turn to? Mighty Holy Spirit. Yes. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, lead me. Yes. Hallelujah. Glory. When all hope is gone and your word is all I've got, I have to believe you still bring water from the rock to satisfy my thirst, to love me at my worst. Even when I don't remember, you remind me of my word. I don't trust my way. I'm trading in my fall. I lay down every cause. You're all that I want. I've landed on my knees. This cup you have for me. And even when it don't make sense, I'm gonna let the Spirit lead. Hallelujah. Yes. I'm gonna let the Spirit lead. Oh, yes. Mighty Holy Spirit, glory, let the Spirit lead. I'm going to let the Spirit lead. Amen. Spirit, lead me. Amen. Spirit, lead me. Spirit, lead me. Spirit, lead me. Yes, Lord. it's wrong, then I'll say no. If you say release, I'm letting go. If you're in it with me, I'll begin. And when you say to jump, I'm diving in. If you say be still, then I will wait. If you say to trust, I will obey. You're the only truth, the light, the way. I'm done chasing feelings. Spirit, lead me. Yes! Oh, yeah! Yes! Holy Spirit, lead us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes. Oh, hallelujah. Yes. Spirit lead me. Amen. The Holy Spirit leading us. Guiding us. Let us be alert, attentive, responsive to him. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. As the Lord leads. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise God. And then we finish up tonight this song that's pointing to the light of the world has come. But I look at it and listen to it. It sounds like people crying out for Jesus to come. Come again, Lord. Come, come for your bride, come for your church. Let your light so shine. And let us burst forth of who we are truly in you, and our light shine forth, even if tremendously be at the time of lights, of the great festival of lights, Lord. Let our light so shine as we fly away. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, the light of the world. Oh, praise God that he has come. And he's coming for us soon. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The world waits for a miracle. The heart longs for a little bit of hope. Oh, come. Oh, come, Emmanuel. Hallelujah. A child prays for peace on earth, and she's calling out from a sea of hurt. Oh, come, Emmanuel. Amen. Can you hear the angels singing glory to the light of the world. Glory to the light of the world is here. Amen. Hallelujah. The drought breaks with the tears of a mother. A baby cries as the sound of love. Come down, Emmanuel. Hallelujah. He is a song for the suffering. He is Messiah, the Prince of Peace has come. He has come, Emmanuel. Hallelujah, Lord. Glory that you came. Glory to the light of the world. Yes. Glory to the light of the world. Glory to the light of the world, for all who wait, for all who hunger.
For who wonder, behold your King, behold Messiah, Emmanuel, Emmanuel. Hallelujah.
Glory to the light of the world.
Glory to the light of the world. Glory to the light of the world. Behold your King. Behold Messiah, Emmanuel, Emmanuel.
Amen. Here it is.
The world waits for the miracle. The heart longs for a little bit of hope. Oh, come, Emmanuel.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
The light of the world has come. Who did Jesus say is the light of the world now? We are. Christ in us. The light of the world. And a little bit of hope? We have great hope. We have eternal hope. But there is people hurting. And there is people struggling. We need to be a light and a witness to them that Jesus is the answer. He is the hope. He is the one who brings peace. There is no other answer. In this world we live, in the times we live, only Christ and Christ alone, the glorious one. Praise his holy name. Thank you, Jesus, as the Spirit leads. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, what do you think? There it is. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hold on. That's it. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Here's the answer. One who brings peace, who brings hope.
Alone, my hope is found. He is my strength, my song, cornerstone, this solid ground, firm in the sincere trials and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace.
Amen, Lord.
When fears are stilled, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God in helpless faith, gift of love and righteousness. Scorned by the one he came to save. Heal on that cross as Jesus died. The wrath of God was satisfied. Every sin on him was laid. Here in the death of Christ I live.
and by the blood of the Lamb. In Christ alone is the answer. Hope, peace, freedom, salvation, and eternal life. In the ground his body lay, light of the world by darkness slain, then bursting forth in glorious day. Up from the grave he rose again, and as he stands in victory, sin curse has lost its grip on me, for I am his and he is mine. Bought with the precious blood of Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. In Christ alone. Whenever somebody asks, what's your religion? What you stand? In Christ alone. Glory to God. And by his precious shed blood, that's who we are. Born again believers in Christ alone. Glory. Thank you, Lord. Praise your name. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. This gets personal here. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Guilt and lie, no fear and death. This is the power of Christ in me. From life's first cry to final breath, Jesus commands thy destiny. No power of hell, no scheme of man can ever pluck me from his hand. Till he returns or calls me home, here is the power of Christ I stand. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. All praise his name. Glory. Oh, what the Lord is speaking. Praise his name. Amen. Hallelujah. It's very clear, even in this song, that it says, what heights of love, what depths of peace. In Christ alone we stand. This is peace past all understanding, that you don't fear death. You do not fear the future, because our life is in his hands. Hallelujah. Jesus commands my destiny. No power of hell, no scheme of man can ever pluck me from his hand. Till he returns or calls me home, here in the power of Christ I stand. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to the Lord, how he puts everything together. Oh, hallelujah. Woo! Praise the Lord. As we stand in Christ, does anybody have any prayer requests? I'll tell you what. I have many my way, or over here where I live in the body of Christ here, and going through the trials and tests and the attacks of the enemy. And there is many prayers, even for our sister Jeanette, still battling, but she's going to be healed in the name of Jesus totally. That we're praying for her daughters, Kim and her having a baby, and praying for Shannon and favor of the Lord with Logan, and that it all works out how God wants it to work out and be, and that she has full custody and visitation, is in a place that the person of her ex-husband is seen with a visitation that is being watched over. That's the way to say it. Thank you, Jesus. My pastor here that I said a little bit about, he had eye surgery, and he's doing well. He's doing very well. And we prayed for another lady. These are updates. A lady that is dealing with cancer, but I believe the Lord's going to deliver her from that and from, you know, the spirit behind cancer. And that she had a stroke, and she's home. And she's, you know, doing things well. She's standing on her own and thinking and all that. The Lord is powerful, and he's able to touch people's lives. We give him glory and praise. That we prayed for another sister at our church, her friend named Sue, that needs healing and a clear mind. Well, I know the Lord can do that too. He can clear the mind, and he can take down the fiery darts in the name of Jesus. And that we have the mind of Christ, and we pray for her friend Sue. I don't know if she's a believer or not, but we pray that the Lord would show himself true to her. We're still praying for a sister here. It's one of the best friends for Brenda named Dawn. We pray for healing of her foot from that accident last year, and the Lord would totally heal her. The Lord would totally heal her in the name of Jesus. And then we prayed and praised God. We celebrate with Nicole and her mother coming to Jesus, hallelujah. And now she's praying for other friends. Her faith has grown strong and praying for Sonia, Sophie, and Sarah, salvation and eternal life. Salvation and eternal life. And I pray for another brother here and for his son, Anthony, in reconciliation, and they come to Jesus. That his son comes to Jesus, and he's trying to get him to come to our church. His other son's coming, and his Brian and his wife, and now he's reaching out to his other son. It's amazing what God's doing, even in a small town. When you focus on God's word and led by the Holy Spirit, all things are going to happen. Lives are going to change. Hallelujah. We're praying for another young man, a believer, that really has a struggle. He's had a battle with drugs and prison and everything else, but God has set him free, and that he needs to know true freedom in Christ, and he needs to know it himself, and don't listen to the lies of the devil. Praise the name of the Lord. And brothers and sisters, we pray for Brenda's sister Pam. Went to the doctor, and they said they found something that could be possibly cancer. We're praying against that spirit of cancer in Jesus' name, because I'm learning more that there's many kinds of spirits and things behind the terrible things of this world. And the one the Lord showed me was cancer. It's not just physical. It's just not emotional or in the flesh. It's spiritual. We pray against that terrible thing called cancer. Hallelujah. Yes, sis, okay. I tell you, that boy needs the Lord to get a hold of him. I mean, you pray this and ask this. I don't understand. He needs to honor you and be there and available for you in how you have it, and that you've asked him, and that he should respond. But we'll pray for that, sis. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I thought we had it up here. We'll put it right here. Pray for her son, Sergio. To give her, to give you rides. To work. Be there for mom. Be there for mom. Amen. Hallelujah. You make a way, Lord. You make a way that you would give Sis Connie some kind of transportation so that she can go. And, you know, not totally dependent on her son. But if that's the way it's supposed to be, God, that you will intervene on that. Amen. Any other prayer requests before we go to prayer? We're very grateful and for you, Sis Luna, here tonight. And you, Sis Rielis, is it Rielis? Or I'm trying to remember, were you a brother? Or, I think you're a brother. I thought we thought you were a sister, but I think you're a brother. Do y'all remember Rielis as a brother or sister? But they are in Christ. I know that much. Hallelujah. We thank God for y'all being here tonight. Hallelujah. Any prayer requests anymore? Rob, thank you. Yeah, Brother Rob. Bless you, Brother Rob. Good to see you again. We got that correct. We always thought it was a sister, but we found out it's Rob. Bless you, Brother Rob, for being here tonight. We see Merry Christmas to y'all, too. But praise God, I hope everything's okay with Brother Andrew. Now, he's working. He might have to go back to work. So, but we bless him. And he took off, and I'll try to tell him. But I want to tell y'all before we leave tonight that we will not have service here next Friday. We'll be doing things, and I'm sure you could be be doing things with your family. We're going to take a little break because we'll be doing stuff at my church here, and y'all can do stuff with your family. We'll get back at the end of the we'll be back. Look at there. Brother Andrew joined right when I'm getting ready to say, that's awesome. Praise God. Bless you, brother. Welcome back. Praise God. Brother Andrew's back. And that Brother Elby will put up an archive, but we will not have a regular service. You can be with your family and whatever else you're doing and enjoy that, and that we'll be back before the last of the year. If we're still here, we'll be back. I guess it will be the 30th. I think it'll be the 30th. Glory to the Lord. If we're still here. I mean, there's been words of the Lord. He could come anytime. That'd be awesome, wouldn't it? But if it's that, like I said, we'll be back, Lord willing, Friday the 30th. And you all are welcome to come again. Amen. That's okay, brother. Welcome back. You can hear the rest of the message in the archives, of course, you know. But I want to tell you that we're not going to be here next Friday. We're going to be we're going to be with our family and with our church families. And we're going to have a service that night. So going to be there to that and be with my family. And y'all have, I'm sure, things going on. And we'll take a break at Christmas time. And we celebrate still. We're celebrating Jesus, our glorious Savior, of course. But that'll be a good time. And there will be an archive, Brother Elby said he'll put up an archive. And we just praise the Lord and thank God for each one of you and just, you know, say Merry Christmas to you all and that we lift all these prayers in the name of Jesus and that the Lord will answer. And the Lord is able to touch each one of you and your family and your lives. And that he gives you peace past all understanding. And it's wonderful. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. We lift all these prayers to you, Lord. We lift all these hearts. We lift all everybody concerned about their loved ones and friends, especially anybody that don't know you, Lord. We want them to come to know of you as a Prince of Peace, past all understanding. How much love you have for you. Their depths of peace. The heights of love that you have for us. And that our destiny is in you, in your hands, Lord. In your hands have the nail prints and scars of love for us. So we're in good hands. That kind of concern that you have for us is amazing. So we thank you in the times we live, Lord. And we look to you, our glorious Savior and King, your coming. And we celebrate your first coming as the glorious Savior. And now we know you personally. You have fulfilled everything of the Father. And in Christ alone do we stand. And by the word of our testimony, in Christ alone, and by the power of your shed blood, and by the mighty Holy Spirit in our life. We thank you for tonight, Lord. And we praise you and honor you. And we pray, Lord, that you will hear the hearts of your children as we intercede. And as the prayer of the righteous availeth much, that means you will intervene. We thank you for all you're doing, and we give all the glory and praise to you. In the name of Jesus, amen. Now we will let Sis Jeanette come, praise God, and she'll finish up with a song. She'll be singing another song here at the end called The Lord of Love. And we'll get Sis Jeanette to come. Lord of Love, and he is. He's perfect love. Everything motivated by God is love. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, sis. Thank you, Lord. Praise your name. Glory to the Lord, and thank God for each one of y'all. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen, brother. Amen, sis.
Amen, brother.
Amen. Powerful with the Lord, the Holy Spirit moves, even in what songs to play, you know? And
amen.
There's the answer.
The Lord
anybody who we are, we're in Christ alone.
Amen.
Okay, brother.
All right, sis. You go ahead. God's love is everlasting. It always endures. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's greater than everything of ourselves. Praise God. Well, thank you, sis. Praise God. You're hanging in there and you're still serving the Lord. And we're believing that the Lord's healing hand will be upon you.
And that, amen. We serve the Lord no matter what. Feel,
amen.
Feel good or bad.
Amen. Amen.
It's the Lord.
You're right. That we still have that peace inside, even though if we're going through tough times or, you know, valleys or whatever, the Lord is with us all the
Amen.
Time.
Amen. We're clean to him. The hem of
all right.
His
well,
garment,
thank you, sis.
No matter.
Well, praise God, and thank you, sis, for serving. And you and your family have a great and wonderful and safe Christmas. And we say
you
Merry Christmas.
You as well, brother, and to all my brothers and sisters, and Sister Brenda and your loved ones, and my brothers
Amen.
And sisters in
Thank
the
you.
Chat room. Okay. Merry Christmas
and then
to all.
We'll be back before the end of the year if we're still here on the 30th,
Amen.
Okay?
And to all, a good night.
Amen. Good night, too.
Okay. Good night.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Good night. Bye-bye.
Amen. Praise God for each one of you, that you truly know what shalom means. Shalom means God's peace. And God's peace is past all understanding, and that you know and be encouraged, because the Prince of Peace lives within you, and in Christ alone, and by the shed blood and the power of the Holy Spirit, you stand. And you have peace, and you have hope. And I pray that let our light so shine, and let those kind of things be able be in our actions or our words to others, so they can come and know and experience what we have. Oh, that we want them to. Our loved ones, our friends, people we run into. Amen. Well, bless each one of y'all. We thank God for each one of you. And like I said, we won't be here next Friday night and say Merry Christmas, but we'll be here before the end of the year if we're still here. And we say shalom to all and good night and praise the name of the Lord. Y'all have a great night. Shalom and good night. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.